Hello. Hi, my name is Yanita. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you a registered voter in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Well, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like a state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote.
Yes,
or
I will.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, can you please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people? The first one is Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Favorable.
It will be somewhat favorable or very favorable.
For O'Rourke, very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Chavo Pastrano.
Who? Oh, Chavo Pastrano?
Yes.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Roland Gutierrez.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Greg Cusar.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Debbie Gonzalez Inglesby.
Who?
Debbie Gonzalez.
I'm not really familiar with her.
Okay. And the next one
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The next one is Ruben Becerra.
Ruben?
Yes.
Questionable. Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And the next one is Erin Sweener.
Oh, Erin Sweener. Very favorable.
Thank you so much. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, will you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you have to choose today?
Collins.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Sweener or Chavo Pastrano, will you vote for if you have to choose today?
Chavo.
Thank you. Well, here's some more information about this year's candidates in the Democratic Party for Texas State House. In regards, Chavo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marco as the son of farm workers, moved to Cayley, graduated from Texas State, working in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chavo is a progressive fighter for democratic values, whose priorities will be increase school funding and teachers' pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to land gridlock and IH 35, and increase the minimum wage. In regards, Erin Sweener is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive hard worker and
I'm familiar with most of them.
Okay, well, based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas state house will you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Sweener or Chavo Pastrano?
Oh, between the two of them, Sweener.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, will you be going to rate how important a candidate's position in each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for the state's representative? Use a number 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. The first statement is 5 against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
I'm having trouble understanding you. You keep cutting out. It's a bad connection. Whatever the first one was.
Sure, let me repeat it. You just will need to select from a scale from 1 to 10 on each of the statements. If this one is most important to you, meaning 5 being the most important or not important at all with the number 1, or in between, you also have the number 2, 3, and 4. So the assignment was fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process. Do you find this most important or not important at all?
I think it's disgusting, not important at all.
Okay. The next one is vouchers, the stopping governor award, a plan to give taxpayers dollars to parents.
Totally against vouchers.
Okay. Now the next one is fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes.
Whatever the most important is, whatever number.
Okay, number 5 will be that one. And then the next one is guns law restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Okay. The next one is grow development and traffic congestion.
3.
Thank you. The next one is restoring abortion rights.
5.
Is straining Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts?
5.
Voting rights and protecting democracy?
5.
Thank you. Climate change and protecting the environment?
5.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas' restriction on abortion to stop the loss of unborn life, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas' women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures?
Women's rights, whichever one that is.
Thank you so much. Next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical for a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make a difference to you. The first statement is, while the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong deep roots here. Do you find this definitely vote against, probably vote against, or will not make a difference?
I wouldn't vote against because of that, no.
Okay. So we'll
can't afford Austin anymore.
Okay. The next statement is the candidates failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County. Do you find this that definitely vote against him? I'm sorry, them probably vote against them or will not make a difference?
Will not make a difference.
Thank you. The next statement is, if the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
Vote against.
Okay. definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Okay. The next is Raymond. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Definitely vote against.
Okay, and the next one is the candidate has been seated multiple times for not paying business taxes.
For not what?
For not paying business taxes.
I can't understand you.
The candidate has been seated multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Might vote against.
Okay, thank you so much. Lastly, some statements about the record of a state representative, Erin Sweener. Answer if your reaction to it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement is that Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweener leads off fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving all.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is Erin Sweener is the leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Erin Sweener has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restriction against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide a life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
The next one is Representative Sweener successfully fought hard at stopping Governor Abbott, recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Erin Sweener has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, after listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the danger of fentanyl and public schools.
Very positive.
Thank you so much. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas the State House will you vote for if you have to choose today, Erin Sweener or Seva Pastrano?
Erin.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. May I know your gender?
I'm female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Hays County? Either 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
10 years.
Thank you. That was basically all, and thank you so much for taking the time to complete the survey with us. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.